From the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom, this is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon, I'm Bob McIntyre. Work on a smooth ride on Riverside Drive between Shirley Street and Government Road is moving along. Scott Tam, the city's infrastructure director, tells Country 93.1 News the first of three layers of new pavement has been laid.
And once they pave the three middle lanes, they'll work towards the outside lanes after that. So we're hoping to get the three middle lanes fully paved in the next few days.
Tam also expects the length of Algonquin Boulevard between Mountjoy and Wilcox Streets to be done in the next couple weeks. The College of Nurses of Ontario says the number of registered nurses is on the rise, but the proportion actually working in Ontario is declining. The college says 158,000 RNs renewed their registration this year and are currently working in the province. That's up from 140,000 in 2016. But overall, the percentage of registered nurses staying in Ontario has dropped the last 6 years, as many have chosen to work elsewhere or leave the profession. The college says government must put more effort into retaining trained nurses to alleviate staffing shortages. Cursive writing will again make its mark as a mandatory part of the Ontario school curriculum starting in the 2023-24 school year. It'll start in grade 3, 17 years after becoming optional. Education Minister Stephen Lecce says research shows cursive writing helps students think more critically and to express themselves better. He calls it one of the foundations of a successful and productive life. The Transportation Safety Board of Canada has opened an investigation into the implosion of the Titan submersible. Pieces of it were found near the Titanic on the bottom of the Atlantic Ocean yesterday. Dashing hopes the five people on board would be found alive. The TSB will investigate the role of a Canadian ship that took the Titan to sea. Ukraine says 13 Russian cruise missiles aimed at a military airfield in the western part of the country were shot down overnight. The attack was part of a series of missile and drone strikes launched at several cities. Ukraine says it's also making more advances in the south as it continues its counteroffensive aimed at cutting the land bridge between Russia and occupied Crimea. Military officials also say their forces repulsed Russian attacks in the east. To sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.